Welcome back to the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, Alert Security is back in the building. Kevin Pang is here, the longtime food writer for the Chicago Tribune who left the job last year. Kept himself busy, though. He had a James Beard nomination for his documentary he did with Curtis Duffy on Curtis Duffy. He has found a new job. He is editing the new Supper Club section for the Onion AV Club. Kevin Pang, great to see you. Thanks
it's
for coming in.
It's good to see you, Justin. You know, the last time I was here, I should say, I've been in this building. I was here for 11 years.
Yeah.
And then I've been here twice in the last 12 months.
both times
it's been with you.
That's funny. They're like, why does he keep bringing that Pang back?
I love it. With you, I'll make an exception to be back.
Thank you. All right, so let's talk about this. I mean, the Supper Club, there's a big announcement earlier this week, last week, just about the idea of the Onion and the AV Club getting back into food. They've dabbled at times, but this is really like establishing a national vertical. What attracted you to this job?
Sure. So, you know, the AV Club, which is the non-satirical pop cultural sister site of the Onion. We don't make any satire up.
Right. It's not fake.
So we've done a lot of food coverage, but it's always been the Taco Bell has some awful new quesarito, and let's try it, and let's tell how awful it is, right? That sort of thing.
Right.
And so we just wanted to do, I don't want to say more of that, but we wanted to take food and treat it with as much respect and as sort of as much kind of geeky approach as we do to film and television
right.
and music. So they asked me to come on board a couple of months ago, and so I joined Onion Incorporated, and it's really been great. And so we just launched, as you said, our new food site called Supper Club. And the whole idea is that we wanted to do food coverage, but not just high food, not just low food, but also food through the prism of pop culture, through movies, music.
I was going to say, how do you separate yourself from the verticals like The Eater and other places that have been able to cover food as almost as a news source?
Absolutely. So we look at those sites like Eater.com and Lucky Peach and Thrillist, and they all do a great job. And I've got lots of friends who work there, and I admire what they do. So we basically looked and see what they're doing and ask ourselves what is not really happening. And how can we write about those things and maybe do some videos about it? So I'll just give you an example. One of the videos that we did was how to hack into a fortune cookie. So it's not exactly like, you know, food porn, right? You're not looking at a nice piece of ribeye being sliced open, you know, not seeing like the pink center. And I love those sorts of like food porny video. So the idea of how to hack into a fortune cookie is how can you remove the fortune from inside the cookie and replace it with something else without breaking the cookie. So I know the secret hack of how to do that. And, of course, if you go to avclub.com/food, you can find out yourself. And so on top of that, we also had we have this PDF full of 50 fake fortunes that my colleagues at the Clickhole and at The Onion wrote for us. And so they're funny and silly. And so that's what we meant by approaching food in a different way.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I mean, this is the AV Club's national. This is no longer just Chicago. You wrote for the Tribune food section for years, and it was a Chicago-based experience, but mm-hmm. this is a national experience. So it would be almost impossible to only write about restaurant openings and new dishes when you've got restaurants all around the country.
And, you know, part of the reason why I guess I left my old job, and it was a really great job, was because I was eating out so often. And, you know, when you're writing for a publication like the Tribune.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Well, you know, so that's the thing. And I'm always aware when I tell that to people, people are like, shut up.
I did that for all the people who are listening right now. Are like, I'd love to be out right now.
Okay, but let me say this, though. If you're eating out, let's say, four nights a week, and you're not just eating one or two dishes, you're ordering like half the menu, and you have to eat every single one.
Man.
It's great like once or twice, but when you're doing this for 7 years in a row, it becomes a little bit, precarious for your health, right? So that was one of the reasons having not needing to write about burger lists or writing about pizza or having to try six fried chicken restaurants in one day, which I had to do like 8 years ago. And that was one of the most horrible days of my life, right? And able to write about food, in essay form, you know, as pop culture. That was really interesting to me because there's just so much that you can write about.
Yeah,
right. You can write about movies and write about the role of food in science fiction, which is one of the stories we got coming up. So it's kind of exciting.
You've been an award-winning writer in a way that you've always found yourself circulating around food, around the culinary industry. And even when you weren't writing, you were doing documentaries about the culinary industry. What is it about food and about the industry and about the restaurant experience and also just about the pop culture surrounding it that keeps you here? Because you're a great writer. You can go write about something else.
Well, you know, I actually was very wary about writing about food again. In fact, when I left the Tribune, I thought I'm not going to write about food again just because there's really not a lot of jobs out there where you're writing about food. But, you know, when you think about it, food is pop culture. Food is it's the great unifier, right? And it's something that obviously we all eat, but it's not just about the act of eating. It's not just about how things taste. You know, food has literally started wars. It has ended wars. It has brought people together. It has brought families together. And so you can approach food in so many different ways, which is not just about the act of eating. So the idea that you can approach food and not just write about how it tastes,
right,
and just write about, you know, the cultural significance and what it means personally to me and what it means to, you know, to cultures 5,000 miles away and how it feels so different, but when in fact there's a lot of similarities, that interests me about the aspect of food writing.
Covering the pop culture aspect of it, there's a lot that goes on, everything from the advertising that we see between football games to, you know, to as you said, like finding hacks to deal with our food issues like fortune cookies. But, you know, I also think that there's a place, and you already start this with even commentary or at least write-ups about some of the food issues or issues surrounding food. Like last week we heard about the sugar lobby 50 years ago blaming it on fat, and it's always, we all thought it was fat, but sugar might be the problem. I mean, from your days at the Tribune and being a journalist, that helps you because you can be able to put some commentary into or assign some commentary to people about real issues around food.
Absolutely. And so I think it's having that context and coming from a news background, I think that's really been helpful and able to look at food and not just as a lifestyle, because, you know, a lot of new food writers who are coming onto the scene and writing about food, they're coming from it as perhaps it's you know, they're lifelong cooks, or, you know, they enjoy the going out and the hospitality part of it, or the restaurant part of it. And really, if you think about it, that part of food might encapsulate 10% of, you know, everything that is under the umbrella of food, right? There is food science, there's food politics, there is food as culture, there's food as travel. I mean, it's not just, you know, the thing I keep coming back to, it's that food is not always about how things taste. It's really about the relationship between people, between cultures, how it affects us from a political perspective, from a scientific perspective.
Yeah.
And so it's really such a broad umbrella, and I think that's part of the reason why I got sucked back into the food game.
We're talking to Kevin Pang. He's the new editor of Supper Club, the site, the food site for the AV Club. So it's avclub.com/food.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kevin, of course, a longtime Chicago food writer here in Chicago. I'm fascinated because, you know, a lot has going to have to come from just scouring the web. You know, the stories that come out and being able to talk over.
Sure.
How does it help you, or how does it hurt you that you're here in Chicago? You're not worldwide. You're here in Chicago. Is there an advantage being in the Midwest?
Absolutely. I think it's an advantage. I think one thing that we're really proud to be, I mean, even the word Supper Club conjures up some sort of
like Door upper County.
Upper Midwestern Wisconsin aspect of it. You know, like when you think of Supper Club, I think of huge plates of roast beef and like low balls of Randy Old Fashions and like Oompa Bands and, you know, things like that, right? And so, you know, a lot of food coverage comes, are based in New York, and that's just where the media center is, and that's fine. But I think that being in Chicago, you know, one thing I really want to push for is to have this Midwestern. We're very proudly Midwestern, and we want that to reflect in our story. So I'm really sort of virulently anti-snark. Like, I don't like those stories where it's like, you know, we ate these, so you don't have to. You know, that to me sounds so judgmental, right?
Yeah, right.
So, like, to me, I think what we should be doing.
It sans Taco Bell, anything from Taco Bell.
Well, I'm not going to judge about Taco Bell, right? But I mean, I think the point is that we should be celebrating food. You know, let's write about our food obsessions. And let's just write about, for example, we just had a story about the Filet-O-Fish sandwich. So one of our writers, he is a vegetarian, but he won't eat any meat except for the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, right? And he talks about why he loves it so much. And so I shouldn't be looking at the commenters, but, you know, I just decided to look and see what people were saying about the story. And I thought people were going to be saying, like, oh, you're just like a corporate shill for McDonald's.
No.
But then they said, you know, most of the comments were, you know what, I've freaking love the Filet-O-Fish sandwich. It's so simple. You know, it's not the most culinarily, gastronomically advanced or sophisticated food. It's just kind of fish that's not really flavorful. It's got a piece of cheese. The bun's really soft. But together, it's kind of alchemy. It's really, really good. So, you know, I like the idea of really not being judgmental about food and not just being so, I guess, elitist about what we eat. And so I think that's where the Chicago part of having a home base in Chicago, that's where that comes out.
Kevin Pang, of course, a longtime Chicago Tribune writer. He's also now the editor of the Supper Club, the new site for it, the AV Club. You can find it at avclub.com/food. Kevin, great to see you. We'll be reading, and we hope to have you back.
I'll be back in Tribune Tower in 6 months, hopefully.